CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, with Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the former prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. And having summarized where we are right now with the new government in place, a fragile government, but a government in place, the challenges to this government and to Israel, beginning with Iran. Aaron, we hear incomplete details out of Vienna about negotiations for the reawakening of the JCPOA. What is your measure now about Israel and Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program? What is the immediate challenge? Because we know Iran has been funding other bad actors in the region.
I believe the immediate challenge is going to be for Israel to stand up on the world stage and oppose any agreement or any attempt that would leave Iran perpetually months or less or a little bit more from obtaining nuclear weapons, to oppose any agreement that does not fully stop Iran from going nuclear and developing nuclear capabilities, to oppose any agreement that would be seen as weak or not a full inspections regime. And I do hope that Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and his administration are able to and are going to indeed fight to ensure that Iran doesn't get nuclear weapons, even if that means confronting any administration publicly or privately when it comes to the issue of Iran going nuclear. And to me, when I look at this ideologically incoherent administration currently in Israel, I am concerned about some of that. I mean, you have some members of important members of this current Israeli administration who supported the dangerous nuclear deal under the Obama administration. You have leaders, including, by the way, Yair Lapid, who strongly criticized Netanyahu for going to Congress in 2015 and speaking out against this nuclear deal. By the way, a speech Netanyahu gave that directly led to the Abraham Accords and that also led to the change of U.S. policy on Iran under the next administration. So to me, there is some concern. There's also a report from a few hours ago here in Israel, and I don't know whether it's accurate, but according to major news media reporting here, Bennett is considering Amos Yadlin, who's a former military commander here in Israel, to chair the National Security Council, which is a critical council when it comes to confronting Iran. So I don't know whether it's accurate. I would hope it isn't, because Yadlin championed the dangerous nuclear deal. He strongly criticized Netanyahu for opposing that deal. And by the way, separately, Yadlin also pushed for Israel to withdraw from 85% of the West Bank unilaterally, even after the disastrous Gaza evacuation. So let's see what happens with Yadlin. But this administration here in Israel must confront Iran and must also strongly oppose any deal that would be dangerous for Israeli and, by the way, American national security.
The immediate challenge of the Hamas, Aaron, we just have a couple of minutes. Is Hamas rearming again? Can we expect that?
Yeah, we can expect that Hamas is attempting to rearm right now. And I hope also, I mean, really, you look at this current Israeli administration and there are major question marks here about how it can withstand. We're talking about an administration of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, meaning if one or two or three people start to oppose some of what happens with this government ideologically, then the government can immediately be brought down. And you have the radical leftist Meretz Party led by Nitzan Horowitz, who actually agrees with the International Criminal Court scandalously charging Israel, and this is an anti-Semitic charge, with war crimes for defending itself against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. So how is Bennett going to stand up to Hamas when a member of a major member of his coalition would smear Israel with war crimes charges for defending itself? Or Mirav Mikhaeli, the head of the Labor Party, who has advocated for Israelis not to send their children to the IDF. Or you have Mansour Abbas and his Ram Party that is borderline Muslim Brotherhood party here in Israel. Muslim Brotherhood is the umbrella party of Hamas. And this is serious. This is serious stuff. You have a government that needs to hold itself together with these ideologically incomprehensible and in some cases post-Zionist leaders here in Israel. And Hamas understands that. So I hope that I hope in the coming days and weeks ahead that Hamas doesn't look at that as through the lens of weakness and feel that they can exploit that and start another confrontation with Israel. If they do, I hope that Bennett can be strong enough with this coalition to stand up to Hamas.
30 seconds, Aaron. The rebuilding after the rocket attacks, is it underway? Is it making progress?
I would assume that in Gaza they are already attempting to rebuild their tunnel infrastructure, but the IDF did a very good job at taking a lot of that out, and it will take them quite some time. So it's because of that Hamas might think twice before starting a confrontation with Israel.
Aaron Klein, senior advisor to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.